Good morning, my name is Bill Yakos and I'm postdoctoral researcher at the University of Georgia. Today I'm going to present you a dynamic variable rate irrigation scheduling that we did by using the University of Georgia Smart Sensor Array. But first of all, let me present the website of my professor. So if you type www.velidis.org, you will be informed about the latest news on precision agriculture. I checked it before, but it was working, but now I don't know. Anyway, the main problem in agriculture is the variability, the wheat variability. These two pictures were taken in the same field on the same day, and you can see the height difference between the cotton plants. Precision agriculture is trying to use different methods in order to manage the variability of the fields. One of these methods is the variable rate irrigation. But why we have to use irrigation precisely? The reason is that water is very expensive and it's very important crop input. Also, according to different researches, the groundwater is depleting with an alarming rate, and this will make the governments in the future to take very strict regulations about the agricultural water use. A solution to this problem is the UGA-SSA, which stands for University of Georgia Smart Sensor Array. This system was designed in order to enable dynamic variable rate irrigation based on prescription maps and soil moisture data. The system consists of nodes. Each node consists of three soil moisture sensors, one antenna, and one box which includes which contains the electronics. This system enables us to use many nodes within the field. Each node can communicate with each other through a mesh network. And this makes sure that the soil moisture data will arrive at the base station, which is located at next to central pivot. This is a typical data format, and the formats include the battery life, the soil water tension of the three sensors, and the canopy and soil temperature and the node number. When the base station receives data, and which is usually its hourly data, it sends directly the data to a server through a cellular modem. The server is programmed in order to store and to organize the data on specific databases. Also, the server has the ability to do some spatial analysis and some other statistical analysis, such as the weighted average of the two or the three sensors. Also, the server was programmed in order to send email notifications every morning to farmers and to the scientists. In order to present the data, we developed a website. This is the first screen of the website. And the second screen of the website shows the list of the available fields. If we type if we click on one field, then we're going to see the data, soil moisture data, by using graphs. The X axis of the graphs shows the soil water tension, and the x-axis shows the date. When the soil water tension is between 0 and 50, the graphs have blue color, and this means that there is enough soil moisture and we don't have to irrigate. When the soil water tension is between 50 and 100, the graphs have a yellow color, which means that we have to irrigate. And when the soil water tension is over 100 kilopascals, the graphs have a red color, and this means that we have to irrigate as soon as possible. The next screen shows the data, soil moisture data, by using gauges. The gauges shows the weighted average of the soil moisture data, of soil moisture sensors, and also it shows the irrigation zones that we have designed initially. Also, what is important on this screen is that the position of the gauges shows exactly the location of the sensors within the field. The third screen of the website makes some recommendations about the water allocations. Actually, this the website runs a model, and this model uses the equation of Van Gennuchten, and these equations tell us how much water we have to use based on the current soil moisture. What is important on this screen is that the legend is dynamic, and when we click on one polygon, the respective number on the legend is highlighted. Also, the recommendations are based on the root length, root zone length, and we have two recommendations depending on the if the root length is from 0 to 15 inches and from 0 to 30 inches. Also, we have included in this screen a weather sticker which informs the users about the weather forecast, and by this way they can the farmers can realize if they have to irrigate or not. We have been using the UGA SSA since 2012, and we evaluate it also. We have used it in several fields and in several crops. In 2015, we selected one field. The size of the field was 240 acres, and we tried to analyze the soil moisture data from the 3 years. And what we the result was a map, and we delineated the irrigation zones based on the soil moisture data. Also, at the same field, we created 6 strips. At the red strips, we decided to apply variable rate application, and based on the UGA SSA recommendations. And at the blue strips, we decided to apply the water uniformly based on the Irrigator Pro recommendations. I have to mention that the crop at this field was peanuts, and at the end, we had this map which has the strips and the zones together. The sensors were installed at 4 inches, 8 inches, and 16 inches. Every week, at least once, we were trying to create prescription maps. We used the irrigation management software, and this is very easy. We have to decide the zones within the field, and then we have to select the appropriate rate, which are presented on the left side of the screen. At the pinpoints that you can see there, the pink point shows the exact location of the nodes within the field. This picture shows the farmer while he is using our website and he's checking the soil moisture. And this is another picture which shows the pivot in action. And you can see that the variable rate irrigation is on at the wet areas because, as you can see, the sprinklers are off at these areas. At the end of the growing season, we check the graphs, the soil moisture data, and we try to compare them in order to have a clear view. We selected some samples from the graphs, and as you can see at the right hand side, the graphs are resulted from the are showing the soil moisture condition at the places where we applied irrigation based on the UGA SSA recommendations. And on the left hand side, the graph shows the soil moisture conditions based on the irrigator pro recommendations. Okay. As we can see at the UGA SSA case, the UGA SSA allows the plants to dry, the soil to dry, but at the other case, at the irrigator pro case, the irrigator pro uses more, suggests more water, and as you can see, the soil water tension at this case is very, very low. It's almost 10, the highest. At this slide, we have two graphs. At the left-hand side, the left-hand side graph shows the soil moisture condition by using the UGA SSA, and the right-hand side graph shows the soil moisture condition based on the irrigator pro. What these two graphs confirm what I told you, that the irrigator pro suggests more water than the UGA SSA, and this is obvious also at the purple lines, which shows the irrigation events. So based on the data, the UGA SSA suggested about 2.7 inches of irrigation, and the irrigator pro suggested 4.4 inches. So considering that the farmers, they have to pay about $11 for every inch that of water that they put in the field per acre, then you can understand that we can save a lot of water and a lot of money. Our future work is to use more additional weather data and more accurate in our website, and to program the server in order to interpolate the data, the soil moisture data, and to create a prescription map automatically, and to upload the maps on the pivot controller automatically through internet. Thank you very much.